This is Sportsnet Tonight. I'm Dan Riccio. He is Jeff Sammet. We're going to dive right into this with Blue Jays talk man and a guy supposed to be doing off-season stuff, but here he is on the radio with Jeff and I, Dan Riccio. It is Mike Wilner. So, Mike, are you surprised that the Blue Jays have come to terms here with Josh?
No, I'm not. I think that this was sort of the right thing to do for all parties concerned once they got to the point where they couldn't agree on the one-year deal and arbitration was looming. And the hearing was going to be next Monday, and nobody wanted to take Donaldson to a hearing. The numbers that they filed out were so close together that you knew there was room to make a deal, but the Blue Jays won't do a one-year deal once arbitration figures are filed. So the two-year deal was the best possible option to come out of this with.
And look, my first reaction, because when you hear new news, you think about 10 different things and what if and how about this and why didn't they do that? And one thing I was hoping for was, I was hoping for something a little bit longer with Josh Donaldson. But for those that would be hoping for Josh Donaldson being locked up for more than the 2 years, I think what this achieves is, hey, Donaldson could look at it and say, Blue Jays didn't have to do this. They had control over me this year and next year in going into arbitration. This isn't something that they necessarily needed to do, but they did it. And I think this shows good faith on the Blue Jays and Shapiro and Atkins part based on Donaldson's perspective. And if he wants to sign with the Blue Jays beyond the next couple of years, this would only help that.
Well, remember, too, that they still control him after this two-year contract is expired, right? He will be arbitration eligible again in 2018 coming off of this deal. So this might even help the Blue Jays financially going into this last arbitration year, because if Donaldson goes out and has another year this coming season like he did in 2015, he probably would have wound up making more money than he'll get paid in 2017, and that affects your arbitration deal as well. So it's important to remember, baseball contracts and control and free agency is kind of complicated, and people will think, it's a two-year deal, so he's leaving after 2 years. No, that's not happening. Blue Jays still control him through the end of 2018. But it's also not really in anybody's best interests to go much longer than 2 years. If I'm Josh Donaldson, I'm not giving up my free agency, especially with all the money that's come into the game now with TV rights and stuff. People are talking about Bryce Harper going to be a $500 million man when he's a free agent and a 10-year deal in a couple of years. And Donaldson's going to hit free agency then as well. It's not in the Blue Jays' interest to lock Donaldson up for 5 years, because the amount of money that they'd have to spend to buy out two free agent years plus that third arbitration year, they might have had to give something insane in the neighborhood of, 12, 20, 30, 35, and 35 for 5 years, and if he doesn't stay healthy or if his performance drops, then it's a terrible deal. So the 2 years seem to be the sweet spot for everyone concerned, and that's what they got done.
Mike Wilner, our guest here on Sportsnet Tonight. I'm Dan Riccio. He's Jeff Sammet. The breaking news, according to Sportsnet's Shai Davidi, Josh Donaldson reaching an agreement on a two-year deal worth nearly $29 million to avoid arbitration with the Blue Jays. Mike, could this also be a sign, and this is looking way into the future, but with the expiring contracts of Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion, there's no idea to know what will happen with them, but realistically, this could be a Blue Jays team that 2 years from now may be in rebuild mode, and maybe the Jays will be moving on and trying to find new ways to restock the franchise all the way down there that road.
Yeah, I don't know if this has any. I don't think it really has anything to do with Bautista and Encarnacion. I mean, this is money that they're giving to Josh Donaldson that they pretty much knew they were going to have to give to Josh Donaldson.
True.
Whether
yeah.
it's in a 2 year package or a 1 year package. Maybe if Donaldson has another great year, the Jays save $3 or $4 million by giving him this 2 year deal, and that's not going to move the needle on signing Bautista or Encarnacion. But the truth of the matter is, everything the Blue Jays do from now until the end of October people are going to say, well, how does this affect the possibility of re-signing Jose Bautista and Encarnacion? I don't think this changes anything one bit.
So you don't think that they'll be discussing this maybe a little bit earlier, that if the Blue Jays had to go through the arbitration process, that would have been, with Donaldson, that would have been another week, and then you get into spring training, and then you start talking to Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion about extensions, that it would have happened at that time. Do you think that the Blue Jays might look at this and look at this Donaldson deal and say, hey, we can get started on Bautista and Encarnacion, at least dialogue there, that much sooner?
I don't know if they can, though. I mean, I know that they're talking about it and they've expressed their interest and all that stuff, but I don't know that you can get down to the nuts and bolts of what an extension would be and what bringing those guys back would be when you really don't know what your payroll is going to be next year, you know, or the year after, or for the foreseeable future. I mean, if the Blue Jays have another year in 2016 like they had in 2015 and ownership recognizes that and boost the payroll to 160 or 170, then all of a sudden you've got some room and you can really talk about bringing them both back and what's it going to take and what's our budget going to look like. But right now, I don't think they have any idea. And I don't think Jose Bautista is terribly inclined to forego free agency. I think Edwin is more likely to, but Edwin's also less valuable. So, there are too many unknowns as far as just the money situation for beyond this season to really, I think, hammer anything out.
And that's going into spring training as well. Like when, because I think you're absolutely right, but that doesn't give me any hope at all that the Blue Jays can seriously talk extension with one of these two guys in spring training when not knowing what they're going to be making this year. I think you're right.
Yeah. And I don't know that they can. And the truth of the matter is, look, if they both leave, then you've got a core, an offensive 1-2 punch of Donaldson and Tulowitzki, which is still phenomenal. If Devin Travis is what he showed us, then that's another big third offensive player to add into that. Your defense is still good. You've got your pitching locked up for a couple of years. So, you know, worst case scenario, if they both leave, you've still got a pretty good team, but you've got a great one with the two of them there. And we're going to be talking way too much about the possibility of Bautista and Edwin leaving over the course of this year. And it's going to get in the way of, you know, paying attention to a team that might win 95 games.
Mike, does this save a little bit of dollars on the budget, at least for this year, do you think, for the Blue Jays to maybe make more moves down the road?
I don't know. We'll find out the breakdown, I hope. I'm sure it'll come out eventually.
Right.
What he's going to make this year and what he's going to make next year. But they're pretty committed to giving him $11 or $12 million this year. So unless it's significantly less, but even, you know, if it's 7 this year and 22 next year, then you're losing $3 or $4 million next year.
He's Mike Wilner, Blue Jays pre and post game host and play-by-play man as well. Mike, go back to enjoying your off season, at least for now, and we'll talk to you again soon. What is it, 60 days away from opening day?
April 3rd is opening day, so I think it's less than that.
Oh, well, they had the signs up here, and it said 60 days from opening day. So that's the only reason I know.
Today's February 8th. So after today, you got 21 days of February, 31 days of March, 52 and 2, 55 days till opening day.
Okay, 60 days till the home opener is what the sign says. So I'm wrong. You are correct. And that is great math by you, Mike.
Thank you.
You are swell at that.
Say hi to Ira.
I will.
Thank you.
All right, Michael.